Don't chase that feeling. Here comes Hunt. Flies the pass. And Kent gets a treble. Cameron Smith goes over. The captain has scored.
Welcome to the Captain's Run with Cameron Smith and Denon Kent on SEN.
Welcome to the Captain's Run with Cameron Smith. We are here for Chemist Warehouse. Save on your prescriptions at Chemist Warehouse. Head into store today. Subscribe for the Captain's Run at Apple, Spotify, or where all good podcasts are downloaded. Give us a text, 0457 736 736, and hopefully we can start this episode off with a bang like we did last week. So send us your best text to just brighten up our day. Also, make sure you are following our brand new Twitter profile. And when I say brand new, probably 2 years old, at Captain's Run NRL, and follow at SEN League on Instagram and TikTok. Smithy, how you going, brother?
I'm going good, man. Going good. Glad to be back on the Captain's Run. Jeez, I look forward to this show every week. Although, I must be honest, being up here, being in Queensland, it's a the time difference at the moment. It nearly caught me out today.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm just doing my own thing. I'm doing just some stuff around the house and tidying up and all that sort of stuff. And next minute I look at the clock and it's 10 o'clock and I'm thinking, oh, I've got a couple of hours till the Captain's Run is on. Next minute, I'm thinking, no, you're wrong, mate. It's 11 o'clock.
Oh, mate.
It's actually 11. Look, down in the southern part of the part of Australia where we just run all of our time off.
I tell you what, Smithy, are you a daylight savings fan or not? Let's get the hard questions out of the way. Are you a daylight savings fan?
Okay. I thought we were going to start maybe with the Latrell interview, but we'll start with this one because this is the most important. Listen, mate, I am a fan.
You love it?
I am a fan because I spent 20 years in Melbourne and, mate, down there in the summertime, in the daylight saving months, mate, you can stay outside, and particularly with young kids, mate, they're running around in the school holidays until 9:30 p.m. at night. It's so unbelievable.
Good. Yeah, yeah.
I've probably got some first-time parents out there with newborns thinking, mate, you're off your head. What are you talking about? We're trying to get our kid to sleep at 6:30 at night and it's broad daylight. They won't go down.
Listen.
You're gibbering, Cameron. You're gibbering.
Oh, mate, look.
No, but I loved it. But up here, it's, we don't like it for some reason, the Queenslanders.
Yep. Well, let's get some big topics out of the way. We've got the biggest one out of the way, but we've got Storm's win on Saturday night. We've got huge standouts for the weekend. We've got Latrell Mitchell. He's to meet with Abdo today to talk about his post-game interview. We've got reports that Jackson Hastings has been dropped. Also, Ilias has been dropped from the starting side this weekend. I mean, there is a lot to talk about, but let's get... it's been the biggest news story for the last week and a half or so. Latrell Mitchell obviously doing a post-match interview with Triple M. He's said quite a few swear words, and just for context, in case you missed it, it wasn't necessarily, you know, someone's won a big game or a grand final and you kind of just let one out or one or two and you go, oh, you know, stuff that up and sorry, guys. And we all kind of moved past that. But this was, you know, quite, I mean, he acknowledged that he was swearing and just said, oh, I don't care.
It seemed a bit blatant, didn't it?
Yeah, it was blatant swearing. Now, it's been a huge story. We'd love to get your thoughts, Smithy, because, you know, having been a captain of state, you know, team, country, I'm sure you've dealt with very kind of like bizarre, youngerish players where you're like, why? What were you thinking, mate? Like, just it's kind of unnecessary. What are your thoughts on the situation, mate?
Yeah, I think when you actually break it down, right? So I look at it from a point of view as Latrell's not a rookie. And, you know, he knows exactly the appropriate way to talk when there's a microphone in front of him. So whether that be on TV or whether it be on radio, I think Latrell completely understands the appropriate language that needs to be used post-game, pre-game, halftime when he's coming off the field. It just looked quite blatant to me what he did. Now, for what reason, I'm not too sure. I just think it was uncalled for, to be honest, Kempe. It's just uncalled for. And Latrell needs to be better. He just needs to be better in those situations, whether he's frustrated, angry, upset at something. I'm not too sure what it was. He needs to find a way to contain himself. Out of all the commentary that I've seen over the past, you know, 5 days, I think the person that best summed it up was Gus Gould. Now, I'm not sure if you've seen his comments, but what he spoke was about, you know, Gus said He said, look, over Latrell's career, I've been critical of him at stages for certain things, but I've praised him also a lot for, you know, his on-field ability and the things that he does in the community. But the one thing that he spoke about was that Latrell often talks about respect, right? And that he wants respect from the community, from rugby league fans, you know, from the game. And that's fair enough, as every person should. But if you want respect, you got to show respect. I think for mine, that was lacking respect the way he spoke in that interview. And I think on the most part, for everything that I've heard said about, you know, the way he spoke, I think that best summed it up, the way Gus Gould did.
Yeah, he made a great point. And look, there's been people kind of, oh, what about the kids listening? Look, I don't think kids listening at 10 o'clock at night is the biggest issue. I do think the issue does land on the spot of kind of exactly what Gus Gould was alluding to, is that there's a person across from you that's trying to do their job. And then there's, you know, all of these businesses involved that help that make that work. Then you've got your own sponsors, you've got your own club. There's a lot of people that, you know, being professional isn't necessarily about making people not entertaining. It's a level of kind of respect that you show your peers whilst in a working environment. That's why you try to be professional in the workplace. And so I agree with you, mate. I thought Gus summed it up quite nicely. And with Trell, I do think Trell is often unfairly maligned. I do think that in this case, unfortunately, I don't think he's being unfairly maligned. I do think it was a very silly thing to do. And just even from it, like, I don't care about the swear words. Who cares? Yeah. Like, it doesn't bother me one bit. I don't think you do either, Smithy. It's more just another headline that the Rabbitohs don't need now. You know, it's another issue that we've got to talk about when it doesn't, there was no, let's say he was out in the drink and he did something silly. We'd go, you know what, we all kind of do something silly and these things happen. I guess the concern with this one was it just didn't need to happen. Like, Trell, I don't get it.
Yeah. No, and that was my point. Like, it was just unnecessary. Like, he knows that's the wrong thing. Like, it's just one thing that, like an unwritten law, Kempy. Like, it's not spoken about. You're not sat down every week and saying, okay, boys, remember, don't swear in front of a camera or a microphone. It's just, you know, that's the wrong thing to do. And just for mine, just completely unnecessary. And like I said, I've seen plenty of guys come off the field really frustrated with either the result, the way the team played, the way they played, or a certain situation that they're in at the time. But you need to be able to control those emotions and just hold that back and speak in a manner which is appropriate for that particular time. I think most people, like, you know, he can swear as much as he wants. Like, we're not saying you can't swear, but just in that point in time, there's a time and place for it, and that was the wrong time and it was the wrong place.
Yeah, and look, to give you just to further your point, Smithy, if he comes on, you know, my podcast and he drops a little swear word or whatever here or there, that's a good environment. That's the environment that has been set up. It's an opt-in environment, essentially, where you should be 18 and over to listen, or at least old enough that your parents kind of know what you're doing. And a swear word here or there to a 16, 17-year-old, it's not going to be a big deal. But the environment of, the Triple M. Now, a much smaller part of this that I just want to point out, I do think that it is a slight, again, it's nowhere near, like, Trell definitely shouldn't have sworn, but I think a smaller kind of side story is I do think it's a bit rich, you know, to pelt for, you know, the station to get so angry about it, but voluntarily post it to their social media. I do think that's a bit hypocritical that you're going to sit there and everyone's going to blow up at Trell, but you still used it. You still posted it to your social media. And it's like, well, you know, if Trell is bad for swearing in the interview, then
why replay it?
Why post it to social media where there are kids, where there definitely are kids, most likely more kids than at 10 p.m. So if we were going to say, Trell, you need to be professional and you need to set a standard, then you have to say the same thing to the radio station that posted to social media. Now, that's obviously been deleted because the NRL has come down and basically said you actually aren't allowed to be filming on the field. And people have taken that the wrong way. I've seen some people go, why is the NRL coming down on Triple M? It's not necessarily coming down for the swear word interview. What it Triple M don't have the rights to be filming on the grounds.
On the field, yeah.
Channel 9 and Fox pay huge money for that. So much so that even clubs aren't supposed to be filming their players scoring a try with their own cameras because the big networks pay such a big...
They own the rights to that.
Exactly, exactly. Mm. So, again, I think, Smithy, you probably agree. I don't want to speak for you, but it's not about the swear words. It's just about the place you're at. It's about where your team's at right now, and you're a leader of that team, and it's just unnecessary.
Yep, completely unnecessary, mate. And I think, yeah, there's a lot being spoken about. So the main thing for Latrell now is that he's got a huge game this weekend, right? They got the Roosters. They got the Roosters Friday night. Everyone knows about the rivalry that those two clubs have. This needs to be put to bed by what I believe needs to be a big performance from Latrell.
Yep, and if there's one man that can come out and set the world alight in a performance, it is Latrell Mitchell. So hopefully this is galvanises a team. Hopefully this, you know, is a message to the entire team and they come out and do something special. We're going to head to a break. After the break, we've got huge news to talk about. We've got Ilias being dropped to reserve grade. We've got Hastings also being dropped. We've got Payne Haas ruled out. Fisher Harris ruled out. We've also got Storm's incredible match winner by Xavier Coates.